This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We won't stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Who's back in rehab?
Get out of here.
And who's hitting who?
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen, NMLS 2239. So it begins, fellas. Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin getting canned in a way they never have before. Couple who tied the knot back in September are on the March cover of Vogue, and they aren't afraid to be brutally honest. Baldwin, 22, begins, quote, "This thing is marriage very hard. That is the sentence you should lead with. It's really effing hard."
Jeez, how long have they been married?
How long? 20 years?
September.
September, wow.
20 years.
I'm sorry.
Bieber, 24, also talks about his issues with trust, admitting, "It's been difficult for me to trust Haley. We've been working through some stuff."
Since football season started.
Trust is an ongoing topic for the couple, who briefly dated 3 years ago before ending things on a sour note. I'm going to assume something was trust-related there. Look, I was actually in L.A. a couple of years ago, and Haley was doing a photo shoot in the hotel I was in.
Right.
And the people coming in and out and coming back and bringing her, like, bottles of liquor, and just people going into this area that she was in. And then you imagine him touring.
You just don't know how it works.
In their age, yeah, it's not going to work.
Listen, my next tattoo will be my first tattoo. Do you think Justin had a plan for those tattoos when he started? How it was all going to come together? That is the most erratic pattern of tattoos I've ever
seen.
Have
you seen Adam Levine?
Yeah, I was about to say, did you watch the Super Bowl halftime?
Did you guys see the Adam Levine in a Chipotle bag next to him? He looks like a Chipotle bag. You got to pull it up and see if you can see it. I mean, he really does.
The best thing on social media after Adam Levine pulled off his T-shirt and he had California around is every beer-bellied guy like Jim Dunaway in America with their home state written above their belly, on their bill belly, like mine would have been Alabama, Illinois, holding a beer. Hilarious.
I know we've already, look, in Avery and Alabama, they're going to get you a steak based on 6 receptions for Gronk. So you're trending in the right direction. We've already done one today on Sunday's big game between Memphis and Birmingham. But I'm willing to go. And you bet on love. This will not make it to Christmas.
This isn't love. This was a publicity stunt. Come on.
I don't think either one needed the pub. But just a couple of points. I won't go into the stories here. But Australia,
these are entertainment headlines.
Australian politicians are trying to ban R. Kelly from the entire country. Yep. And The Rock says he was actually the first choice to host the Oscars. Nobody is going to be a host because of the Kevin Hart situation. But The Rock did come out and say that they contacted him first and he was supposed to be the guy. And I think The Rock would have done a pretty good job with it.
Well, I think so, too.
We've got a 48-year-old woman from Brooksville, Florida, was arrested after she allegedly hit her boyfriend with a frozen pork chop.
Oh, and applesauce.
Leave a mark.
Police said that Jennifer Broussard got into a, quote, verbal argument with her boyfriend, which quickly escalated during the fight. She grabbed the frozen pork chop, hurled it at the unidentified man, striking him in the head. I really wonder how many shots this would have taken her.
That hurts, man. The frozen pork chop.
That'll cut you wide open.
This has happened to you?
Hey,
I don't even like it in my stomach. I hate pork chops.
He did suffer a half-inch cut above his eyebrow and fled from his home.
There are times where pork chops better than steak if it's done right.
I've never been a good pork chop, but there is a place locally that we've all been to that I think the eyelash is incredible.
They got a good one.
No, that's good. It's not better than steak.
If done properly, I said, there's times it's better than steak.
I think it's comparable.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have the best steak or the best pork chop, I'm going to best steak.
That's what I'm saying. If steak brings its A game, it's going to win every time.
I would not disagree with that.
I
hate to hurt Dabo's feelings, but if steak brings its A game, it's going to win every time.
You put somebody's back against the wall and they can do some crazy things. A trail runner fought off and killed a mountain lion in self-defense in northern Colorado on Monday.
Big win.
Now, the runner who wasn't identified was attacked. They say the lion lunged at the runner, biting him in the face and the wrist, causing serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Runner did everything he could to save his life, ultimately killed the cat. Always good when you kill the cat, right?
It is.
You finish the run? Are you just like,
I think you've got
cardio for
I think you got enough exercise. Yeah,
yeah, that's an extra level cardio. Heart rate is up.
Got that heart rate up.
Matter of fact, I'm taking the rest of the week off, right, sir?
Adrenaline running.
Yeah.
I've got foods you guys have been eating all wrong.
Oh, no.
Now, pancakes, what do you do with the syrup?
You put it on top. Put it on Soak top. It.
Yeah, I do too. They say drowning your pancakes in syrup is inefficient. The top pancake will completely be soggy while the middle pancakes remain totally dry. The solution, carve a hole in the middle of the stack before pouring any syrup, which then will distribute more evenly through your pancakes. It might work.
No. Here's what you do.
Yeah, I put it on one layer.
That's right.
Next layer.
Waffles or pancakes, you do
waffles
butter,
easy.
You do butter and syrup. Then stack butter and syrup, then stack butter and syrup.
Yep.
It's very easy.
Yeah. For me, in the waffle, I just put a little dab of syrup in every square.
Yeah, me too. In each little square. Each square has to be filled.
Each square has to have syrup.
Sadly, this is my dinner last night that I made for myself, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, if you've eaten a PB&J, you've probably had a dollop of jelly seep out and land on your table or clothes.
That's when you know it's good.
Better way to construct this sandwich that stops messy drips, simply fence the jelly in with the peanut butter. Now, you spread as much peanut butter as you want on the two slices of bread, then create a taller border with peanut butter on both sides.
Build a wall.
This is called the Trump. Yeah, on one slice.
It's called the Trump.
Put jelly in the hole that the border creates, then complete your sandwich.
We're going to make almond butter pay for it.
This just seems like a lot of work.
I think, here's where you're wrong on this one, Dunaway. Not you, but they are wrong on this one. The jelly has to go crust to crust for me. I can't just have jelly on part of the sandwich. That's your problem.
I need jelly in every bite.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, cupcakes. There's no way to eat a cupcake without getting frosting on your nose. Yeah. I don't think that's really a problem, but they say it is.
And the problem with
cupcakes. These days, cupcake, the icing is ginormous. That's the new thing.
But after you get through the icing, the cake's never, it's never got the icing all the way.
Well, here's what they say.
This is an ingenious idea. This is the best idea, though.
Slice about half the bottom off the cupcake, then make a frosting sandwich out of the two slices.
With
that delicious gob of frosting safely in between the two pieces
of
cake.
Now you are talking.
That's a double doozy cookie.
Yes, sir.
There are people out there who try cupcake shops all the time. Listen to this and make that your cupcake.
It doesn't have to look pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the top 10 best 80s movies according to Ranker.com. I'm going to disagree with about half.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. I think they went to 100, but it was top 10 was debatable.
Number 10 on the list, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I thought it was good. It's not worthy of being on this top 10 list of the 80s, I don't think. Number 9 is The Shining from 1980. I like it. I don't know how many people would put it on their top 10 of the 80s. I thought it was the best horror film ever.
Okay.
Number 8 is Return of the Jedi. No chance it should be on here. Number 7 is Die Hard. I think that's debatable.
Okay. It's become a cult for the past four years.
It's
a Christmas thing.
I think as far as groundbreaking and really good films, The Terminator is number 6. I think it deserves to be on here. The same probably with E.T. at number 5. Ghostbusters I thought was okay. I thought was a little overrated. Doesn't deserve to be in the top 10 in my opinion. Number 3, Empire Strikes Back. I think it was the best of all of them, so I would put it on here. Number 2, Raiders of the Lost Ark, fantastic, should be here. Number 1, Back to the Future, I agree, should be here.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
But I think Breakfast Club, Karate Kid, I think those are some omissions that should be on there.
At 9:15, after we talk to Wimp, that segment there, we'll give you a lock there, plus each of us put down our top 5 80s movie, okay?
Okay.
And we'll give that to you at 9:15. We'll take your suggestion as well. I'm not happy with that list.
Okay, how about some humble brags to end this?
Okay.
Number 1. The difficult life of getting invited to 2 amazing and hella exclusive events in the same night.
Oh, God. Have you ever been invited to some of the hella exclusive?
The use of the word hella is what kills me.
Another humble brag. Pulled a lady out of a ditch today. Got done and told her, God bless and be safe. She had tears in her eyes and said, God bless you. I'm not sure who needed to hear that more.
Apparently everybody that's reading this tweet needed to hear it.
Here's another one for you. I'm a 19-year-old university student with gorgeous red hair. All my life, people have been telling me how beautiful my hair is. Your hair is so gorgeous. I want your color, etc. As great as these compliments are, I just wish people looked at me and not my hair.
It's a curse, really.
Another humble brag. I just turned off my 190-inch projector. Done with the playoffs.
That was the Saints-Rams game.
And then finally, our humble brag. When you accidentally buy a car when you're out shopping for clothes. Hashtag relatable.
That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. Make the call 815-9200 or online mortgagerightradio.com.
Always get Lance's lock on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.